You are now listening to a Rabble Press podcast.
What other way would it go? Don't ever clip any of this.
I am.
Clock out, come home, and drink away to bash and burn the weekly plays. Douchey calls and sweaty balls, this is Scotch Sporting.
Hey, all the gang's here.
Hey! Wow, guys!
It's well, we really like needed Tyler for the soccer stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, why I made sure I was here. I was like, shit, yeah. I didn't pack a microphone, but.
Now you... Tyler, thank you for calling in from 2006.
Well, he's on location. Right?
What is it like in the... You're on location from 2006?
So just remember, when you get to 2020, hope you like staying home. That's all I'm going to say.
Actually, finding out in 2006, he probably was in that house.
2006. Yeah.
Yep.
And
can
in this
he,
exact
can
room.
He hear us?
There you go.
Oh, that's awkward.
Ty, invest in YouTube. How did,
yeah.
What is it like being? What is it like being back in the parents' house? And why are you there right now? If you can say.
So I am currently here because my stairs are being restained.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's fun.
Isn't it?
And it's a project. It's a home project you were not doing yourself.
Yes. I decided that this was not something I was going to do. Sand every little inch, centimeter of a set of stairs by myself. Does not sound fun. In fact, my contractor has told me it is not fun. So good for me for deciding not to do that. And this weekend, or this week, my wife, Katie, is camping. Ooh. So,
yeah, I saw the Instagram story post.
So you are solo? You're solo Tyler?
I am solo Tyler, yes.
But at your parents' house.
At your parents' house.
At my parents' house.
So you can't even do the fucking, like, the Tom Cruise risky business
what,
thing.
What, Chris? Oh, wow. Wait, very Tyler, innocent of you.
Is this why we're going on our date tomorrow? Possibly?
Yes. 100%. Yes. Yes.
What is your date tomorrow?
Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
I was going to say, why in wasn't 3D? I invited? And I'm like, oh, I was invited. And I said, no, thank you.
Nope.
You did it with a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Nope. You went the extra effort.
I mean, I gotta go with the Randy Jackson gif every time.
If you can communicate with gif, why not?
Exactly.
Right?
You might why don't you want to see the Ninja Turtles movie, Chris?
Because according to Tyler and Mark, I hate anything animated.
Correct.
Which
he will watch Spider-Verse.
I will watch Spider-Verse when it comes out on video and I can watch it at home. I don't want to go to the theater.
So. Is that the same for Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, I'll check it out when it's on video, but I don't. I have no interest, very little interest in it.
Is it because you're so old it didn't quite speak to your generation?
Oh, God, no. I was all in on Ninja Turtles when I was a kid.
Huh. Who's your favorite?
Obviously Michelangelo, obviously.
Raphael.
Wow. I was going to say there was obviously one answer, and that answer was Raphael.
Oh, wow.
Correct.
You guys are all Raphael?
Yeah.
We're all Raphael.
Wow.
Who's Michelangelo?
Wow.
This guy.
Obviously.
What did he do? It's like he's the bumbling pizza.
Yeah.
He does nothing.
I fucking love pizza. Cool one. And he's got nunchucks.
But he didn't know how to use them.
I got a pair of size while I was doing in my martial arts phase because of Raphael.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I still have them to this day.
Did you get nunchucks, Chris?
No. I didn't do martial arts when I was a kid, though, so I missed out. But if I did do martial arts, you can bet your ass that I would have had nunchucks. And I would have had nunchuck skills.
I'll bring my
Michelangelo.
Okay, we can all agree though, nobody's favorite is fucking Leonardo, right?
Okay, Dave is texting from downstairs. He wants everyone to know that there is a pair of nunchucks in our house that are his.
Yes.
They are to my right shoulder.
So is he saying Michelangelo?
Dave, who's your favorite Ninja Turtle? We'll see what he says. I don't know, say fucking Michelangelo.
If he says Michelangelo, no, me and Dave are getting married.
No. No.
What?
No.
What did he say?
Leonardo.
No! Oh! What? I just finished saying nobody's favorite is Leonardo.
You're not getting married. You're actually better enemies.
Dave, I'm going to need you to, if you can hear me, I'm going to need you to come upstairs and explain yourself.
I mean, he's the leader.
I can see the
nobody like that. But that's why, because I'm like, well, nobody's favorite X-Men is Cyclops.
No.
That's true.
Right? Nobody's favorite Avenger is Captain America.
The real... Seriously?
Well, I'm talking like old school. Now they've made, you know, it's Chris Evans and he's kind of hot and they made him like cool.
He's like history. I like him because he's like the history superhero. But
Captain America's like Boy Scout boring bullshit. Nobody likes that.
But Superman's the same thing and people love Superman.
Superman's different. Superman's an alien.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Mutated turtles are.
Well, I'm just saying that Leonardo's boring because he's just like the leader guy. I don't know.
I guess Donatello was okay. Dave is now outside getting a high. I've asked him to come in and explain himself. So whenever he is done, he'll come back and explain himself. This is news that I don't think I knew either.
Okay.
So I'm trying to process this along with everybody else. I will also not be seeing the new Ninja Turtles movie.
Yes.
But I, unlike you, Chris, was not invited.
That's true. But how often do you want to make...
We haven't bought tickets yet.
Yeah, how often do you want to make the trip to Hamilton?
Yeah, like when I have to is the answer.
Well, and even then, you don't want to.
If we include Salt Lick in the option, I'm sure.
I was going to say, I'll see you guys if you do you guys and Salt Lick.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Wartime Heritage Plane Museum that I need to take my dad to because it was a Father's Day present. And I'm just waiting for him to cash it in.
Nice.
He's a real plane nerd. So I said, I'm going to take you to Salt Lick. And I'm going to take you to the Warplane Museum.
I approve.
It's a good day in Hamilton right there.
Mm-hmm. Dave's just checking with our friends, our neighbors, if it's okay because he hears their kids outside. Is it okay if I smoke up outside? And they said it's okay. They're smoking up too.
Oh, these are kids. I thought they were like under like 10.
No, I think they're late teens, like maybe just graduating high school. Okay. Friends, we're back, baby.
Let's go.
And we don't have a ton of time. And Tyler's here and the whole gang is back together. This is our first. If you're listening to this, you will have listened to two old archived episodes before you get to this one. And by archived, I mean, I got on the plane to Britain and I went, fuck, I never posted the episodes. And I didn't bring my computer. So when you are listening to us talk now, this is our first live episode since we've been back. We're recording this in early August.
Yeah.
Just for context, and we have our whole group. There is so much to talk about. I feel like any other sports news is going to go on for 1,000 years.
Yes.
So this entire episode is going to be the Scotch Morning Leadoff. Usually it's the first part of our episode where we introduce a topic and we talk for a minute, but it's going to be the whole fucking episode. And we're not going to stop us at a minute.
I love
it. Right, Chris?
I the timer is put away. You will not hear the clock out sound once.
Do you have any
graphic? Can we hear it at least once at the end? Right at the end? Just when we wrap up?
Maybe, yeah, I can do that. Do we have any graphic? I didn't make a fancy graphic. I'm sorry.
Okay, good. No. This is better for me because then there's no pressure of what to start with because we started with Hamilton and why would I go to Hamilton? And the answer would be for a football game.
Not anymore.
But... Your Bo Levi Mitchell is dead for the next 6 weeks. Talk to me about Hamilton's chances. Are you seeing your boys at home?
Can
is this the year the entire East except for Hamilton is good?
Can I walk you through my experience of watching this last game? Where
please do.
Bo Levi Mitchell throws five, count them, five interceptions.
Oh.
To two touchdowns. No, yeah, two touchdowns. He threw two touchdowns. He threw for like 380 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, it was crazy. But kept getting picked off. And we're letting them hang around. We're beating, like literally beating the shit out of them. And we're letting them hang around the whole game, the whole game. They fucking punted away with like 40 seconds left. They're marching down the field. They get to the 3 yard line and throw, and the guy knocks it down. And I'm like, fucking yes. Like literally chewed my fingernails off. Literally chewed my fingernails off watching this game. Knocks down the pass. And I'm like, okay, thank God I can fucking breathe. So, all right, is 10 seconds left on the clock. Take a knee, roll the clock down, take a knee, game over. Game over. We're out of here. See you, Montreal, next week.
And yet,
the boneheaded fucking coaching staff of this fucking team puts Bo Levi Mitchell out there to do a quarterback sneak on the 2 yard line for no fucking reason. He gets rolled over. Broke his ankle. Now he has to have surgery. He's out for 6 fucking weeks when you could have taken a knee with 10 seconds left, roll the clock down, take a knee on the 1, roll the clock down, go into the end zone, take a knee, safety, who cares? You still won by 2. Go ahead, yes, Mark. What do you got?
I saw a tweet verifying that apparently the coaching staff
bullshit.
He was taking the knee.
The tweet is bullshit. There's no way he would have run that without being told to run that.
Then why would they tell
him? Sorry, what was the tweet
he was supposed to take a knee, but he instead decided to do a sneak. I don't believe that for a second.
Why not?
Why would he do it? It doesn't make any sense.
Why would the coaches not tell him to run? Because it also doesn't make any sense. Because
they're fucking stupid.
That's too stupid.
Yeah. It's not Nathaniel Hackett on the end, like the sidelines there.
What do you believe more? That a quarterback who proved himself in a city, kind of stumbled and needs to prove himself in a new city, versus an entire coaching staff that maybe knows what they're doing. But then I think about Pete Carroll.
They don't know what they're doing. I'm telling you right now.
I don't think they called the play. Because like you said, it makes no sense for them to call running play. 2 knees and we're done.
Hey, Chris, you can win the game by doing literally nothing.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go out there and I'm going to take a knee on the 1. And then I'm going to let the clock run down. And if it looks like they're going to come and bite my head off, I'm just taking a knee in the end zone. Whatever. But they didn't want to take the knee in the end zone.
But why? Mark's right a little bit, as much as I hate to admit it. I said, and it takes anyone with a little bit of football knowledge to know. Mm-hmm. Hey, Chris, you can win the game.
Right.
You give up 2 points, but you still win the game and the clock runs out.
Mm-hmm.
Who wouldn't take that? Do you think no one thought of it? Or do you think they thought of it and went, let's pad our lead just in case?
I think that there's still a points thing. If there's like a 3-way tie, points come into play, like points for, points against.
Okay.
And so I think that that's what was rattling around in their heads and why they're like, well, let's do a sneak so that way we're not right on the goal line when we snap the last ball.
Hey, you. Get back here.
Time out.
Tyler.
Yeah.
You get to be the deciding vote.
Oh, God.
Team coach or team Bo Levi?
Yeah, whose fault?
Knowing mostly no context of this.
Right.
Only what I have seen through the tweets and whatever has been posted, I'm going to have to go with the coaches. Fuck this one up.
Oh, gross. Okay. Next, moving on to a topic that we did just talk about. Dave, can you please explain why Leonardo?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
He's the leader. He's the team captain. He's the one who's always making the plans and coming up with the decisive action. He's the one who's in charge. He is
because he's a leader. That's why.
Yeah. Okay.
Because he's the leader.
Why we did not pick him.
That's right.
And that's fair. I mean, you could be like everyone else and just say Michelangelo, or you could be unique and just say
thank you,
Leonardo.
Everybody else here said Raphael, and I'm like Michelangelo. It's like everybody would pick
Raphael. Everyone loves Raphael.
I don't know what world you grew up in or what people in Markham think, but that's wrong.
A dark, brooding world. A dark,
it's wrong.
World.
You're all right. Also, it's, hilariously, no Donatello's in the room.
That's shocking.
He's like the nerd of the group, right?
Right.
He clearly set me up for life for going for the sexy badass.
Corey Feldman Donatello in the movie?
No, he was Michelangelo, wasn't he?
No. You're gonna make me fucking Google this.
Look it up. The guy who did the actual martial arts stuff in the suit, for Donatello, I have trained with.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Canadian or he just visited, is he Canadian or did he just visit your dojo or whatever?
He was in town.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it was really fun.
There's too many Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies.
1985.
We're talking about the original 89 one. Yeah.
It was 1990.
Sequel. There was a trilogy that was
A trilogy. Well, no, the first one was good. Everything else was garbage.
Forever.
Who's that ninja rap? How dare you?
It was a bad movie. Like, let's be honest.
Is it? It's Casey, right? Is the other human in it?
Casey Jones.
I forever thought Casey Jones and Jason Voorhees were the same person.
I mean, it's the same scary mask, right?
I wondered why the crossover. I was like, oh, I guess he goes nuts later or he's been rehabilitated and now he's in this world. I thought for the longest time they were the same person.
I actually really enjoy that headcanon. I like that.
Mm-hmm. It's two guys in a hockey mask. Okay, Tyler, we have you. While Chris looks this up. Why does TFC suck dick? You sent that graphic about the entirety of July without scoring a goal. 11 hours of soccer time without scoring a goal.
Fucking
can you
horrendous.
Explain to me why they suck dick so much?
I really wish I could. I'll try. The two Italian guys that we brought over, one continually gets hurt, so he gets hurt, and then he'll try and come back, and he'll get hurt in training and continually be hurt. The other one just doesn't want to fucking be here anymore. I believe he goes on the field and literally tries to get into trouble.
Oh, and nice.
Yeah, like I swear I've seen him attempt to headbutt four guys.
So can you imagine? Can you imagine though? Like, no offense, as a Canadian coming, because I am one from Europe, and then coming to Canada and being like, "You live here now." I'd be like, "Ah, what?"
They did all the "we're happy to be here" in the beginning, and it started off all hooray and whatever, and then I don't know what the fuck happened, but this year has gone to absolute garbage.
Because then you're excited, and you come here, and you're like, oh, this is a lake that I can't swim in without getting diseased. And I come from oceans and mountainous regions.
It is not good. It's not... There was a game on Sunday, and I sold my tickets that I paid $70 each for $80.
Because you were just like...
Not going. Nothing. I'll make some money, but don't care about getting face value right now because you can't.
Yeah. Well, maybe you'll get a Miami game next year that you can make some money on.
Yeah.
One. Yeah. That's the worst part. The Miami was like the second game of the season this year, so it's like, I could have made all my season ticket money back.
Yep.
So we have our other soccer question. Oh, I have a couple. So talk to me about Messi. I was going to say, no, we'll switch because I had my great segue. Speaking of sucks dick, the women's program.
How about just the Canadian soccer program?
Okay, so the women were bounced from the Women's World Cup.
That's a like very big disappointment, right? I'm not crazy. Like yeah. They should not be out in the group stage.
Well, they're the highest ranked team in that pool as well.
Right. So yeah. So this is not good.
No,
this is not good. They were tech in the grand scheme of things. They were put in the group of death, but they still should have gotten out of there for sure. Right. A 4-0 loss to Australia in the final game is embarrassing.
Yeah.
So
could the games not be on at 2 a.m, please? That's all I'm saying.
Well, it is in New Zealand and Australia.
Yeah, we can do that.
Figure it the fuck out. They're the ones with the backward ass. They're upside down and on the wrong side of the planet. They should figure it out, not me.
900.
Although they do make concessions for the American team. They make sure that they get the 9 p.m. games.
Oh, yeah? Must be nice.
So it is a disappointment. And obviously, there's been a lot of back and forth about the financial support of the women's national team versus the men's national team. Most of the players, and then there was an interview with Christine Sinclair. I don't know if it was right after or a day after, but a lot of the players were like, yes, see? And Christine Sinclair kind of like sounds the warning of like, this is what happens when you don't fund the program. And 2 points from my end. And one is like, if the men's were so crazy well funded, the fact that they ended up with the same results, LOL. I mean, we can get into how we feel about the funding. Is this something they should have said in the interviews right after? Because Dave and I got in a genuine argument about this. His point was when they get off the field, they should have some accountability as players. And my point was, yeah, but the system let them down. So talk about it.
100%.
That's the best time to talk about it. Because if they don't talk about it then, no one's going to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody's going to listen to them afterwards, for sure. And the fact that they didn't get the and it's the same thing with the men's team. They're not getting the friendlies and the warm-up games that they deserve to play. Like, they're not playing the Argentinas, the England, the Portugals, right? Like, they're not playing top teams. So if you don't play the best, you're not going to get better. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to go out and play Costa Rica every week, you're not going to get any better to be in the World Cup.
So do you think the system let them down?
Absolutely.
Their result at this World Cup was a direct result of how the program is supported.
Yeah,
correct.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Nothing to do with the players.
No.
Because that was my argument with Dave, is his was like, yes, but it's up to the players to play to the best of their ability. And my point was, but with the right programming, the ceiling could be yay high.
Yeah.
But with not the right programming, the ceiling's lower. And that's not the fault of the player. That the ceiling was moved on them.
We've seen this with the whole own the podium thing that they did with the Olympics. Right before they started investing in that, we were pretty mediocre in the Olympics.
Yeah. 100%.
But yeah.
Yeah, because that own the podium, that was for like 2010, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, the results were there.
Yeah. We let everyone in gold that
summer,
year.
Like, since then, it's been absolutely banging. Yeah.
So then, Tyler, what I said earlier, like, for me, it's a bit LOL with all the funding, then the men's team still, you know, an L is an L. So what?
Yeah. I don't even know if the men's team is and the men's team's not getting the right training either, right? Like, it's not. Yes, they might be getting paid a bit more, but they're not getting the right training. They're not getting the friendlies either. Right. Like,
was the Olympics for the women's and the gold and that kind of window where they were really fucking good? Was that a fluke, like in spite of they just happen to have all the right players at the right time in spite of the program?
Maybe.
Or are the other countries also like, hey, maybe we should invest a little bit and see what we can do?
Well, yeah, there is that too. Like the women's game in the last 2 years has taken off.
Right.
And I will give most of that like to England and what they're doing and what the big clubs, so like Manchester City, United, Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal,
Richmond.
They all have women's teams.
Yeah.
Richmond. They all have women's teams, right?
Do they really?
They do.
Oh, that's awesome.
They all have women's teams. I love it. So good.
And I'm just not just single, but France has like women's leagues as well.
Yeah. But it's the big clubs that have the money and they have the facilities and they have the coaching staff and the training staff to put money out there and get the right product on the field.
Yeah, because if I am a woman and I am good at soccer, there's one outlet for me.
Yeah.
Sure.
Why do we not have a women's league?
Because people barely watch the men.
Not in Canada. There is one in the States,
but,
though.
But hang on. Well, but shouldn't we have one?
We should. We should. It's being worked on.
Or shouldn't we at least be part of the American one?
Yeah.
Again, it goes back to money, right?
Yeah. And this is my big problem. Like, TFC, MLSE as backing, has a fuckload of money.
Yeah.
Why aren't you trying to get in there? Why aren't we trying to grow this sport?
Because they don't care.
They don't care.
Exactly.
Because it's the immigrants. Okay. What's a good segue? Speaking of, well, I guess soccer, we have two more sort of, we have one for sure and one maybe soccer thing. Your one for sure is, how are you liking Messi in North America?
Messi in North America is brilliant for this sport. It's
brilliant for the league.
For the league, for soccer in North America, it's huge. It's unreal.
Especially his first goal. Like, draw it up even better, right? Tie game, injury time,
free
kick, boom.
And it was gorgeous.
Yeah. Not even a penalty kick, like a free kick, like a proper, like...
Yeah, a proper free kick, fucking gorgeous around the... Oh. And then the next game he plays, he scores two goals and assists on the other two.
In 22 minutes, it took him to get two goals.
Right? Like, the guy played, what, a combination of 77 minutes and scored three goals and had two assists.
Yeah.
And
so I guess you're saying he's pretty good. Wild.
Yeah. If Miami plays Toronto next year, just pretend.
Mm-hmm. Well, they
are
will.
You going to that game or are you selling those tickets?
What's your price?
You got it. You got to go. Hold on.
Yeah.
What is
your price?
I got to go.
You got to go.
$5 million.
Okay. Well, let's not be stupid. Obviously, $5 million you're taking.
Here's my hang up. I have four season tickets.
Right? There's the play.
So if I keep my four for next year, I sell the other two for the cost of a season ticket, basically.
Yeah.
And I'm good.
Yeah. That's what you should do right there. But so, you sorry, need to be in the ticket, building when he plays.
Each ticket's $80 ish, you said?
Yeah.
Face value. Yeah.
Here's $580 each ticket.
I think he's going
to
get.
For me not to go?
Yeah. No. I want to buy your ticket, sir, for what you paid plus $500 each.
No, I gotta be there. I gotta be there.
$1,080 each ticket. I want to know what your price is.
I don't even know what my price would be, to be honest. Because I want to see it.
Six figures.
Yeah,
the minimum six figures.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the first time he'll play a meaningful game in Canada
while he's still good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or I could have $1,000.
Or to see the GOAT play the game that you grew up playing.
Yeah, no.
I can't not go. I have to be there.
Unless it's for six figures.
Yeah.
It's like if Tom Brady signed in the CFL and played for the Argos.
And someone offered me $1,000 to never see him. I'd be like, all right.
I'd have to turn it down. Tom Brady.
Wow.
It's not the same thing, but it's kind of the same thing.
It's sort of. Well, the fact with Tom Brady, you'd still give up. You would. It's not like you're paying $1,000.
Right. It's my season ticket that I've already paid for.
I'm just not giving you $1,000.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, no way, man.
Well, what a great segue to. Was that a sneeze? What the fuck was that? What a great segue to what would you do for a Klondike bar? So Dave said this to me earlier, and we ended up in a yelling match with me going outside and slamming our patio door.
Okay.
What morals would you be willing to give up for $750 million?
Well, I would definitely go to Saudi Arabia to play soccer.
So Mbappe was offered almost $1 billion. And he said, hell no, I won't work. Like, I won't work with Saudi Arabia.
Good for him.
Good for him. But then Dave's question was, what morals would you be willing to give up for $750 million? If Saudi Arabia said, come do whatever you all do for a living, I won't out you. And we will pay you $750 million.
See, it's different for us, though, because we will never, ever see the type of money Mbappe
and that's the thing.
That was exactly my point to Dave.
And that's the thing, because for Mbappe, his life's comfortable for the rest of his life, no matter what.
His life is comfortable. And his kid's life is comfortable. Correct. Like, he's cleared. The next generation is also cleared.
For me, right now.
That was my argument.
I would do literally anything for that kind of money. Literally. Anything.
Pegging?
What?
Pegging?
If the money's on the table, if the briefcase is on the table with the money in it.
I do want to point out the blatant homophobia of Mark saying, would you rather do pegging than like murder someone? Like anything else. He was like, here's the worst thing I can think of.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of freaking Coach Beard. That's why. That was still different from soccer.
What would you do for $750 million? Chris would say literally anything.
Literally any. The list would be extremely short of things that I wouldn't do.
Pegging, obviously. Tyler.
Obviously. Can't do anything gay.
So just to give you a little context on Mbappe a little bit.
Yeah.
As of today or yesterday. Because Mbappe is still a member of PSG, he got a 60 million euro bonus.
Okay.
That kicked in yesterday, just right?
For staying there.
And so as mentioned, and I don't know what you've cut, so this might be back to back, that it was my point to Dave. For someone like him, there is no harm in turning that down because he is set for life. His kids are set for life. And if his kids don't fuck it up, his kids' kids are set for life.
Yep.
It's still turning, like, you don't, once you get to a certain level, it becomes gobbledygooks. And it's like, oh, I'll take 10 gobbledygooks.
Yeah.
Who cares? It's literally meaningless.
Yeah.
But what would you do? The question, Tyler, is what would you do?
Honestly, no fucking clue, to be completely honest with you. I think there would have to be terms. It would have to be presented to me.
Marcus? Bunnicus?
The list is very short of questions. Short of murdering and like anything morally wrong?
I don't know.
I wouldn't murder.
Okay. It's the magic box. And you push the button, one random person on the planet dies, and the Saudi government gives you $250 million.
Would it have the sneeze person get
one
killed?
Random person. No. You would never know. You would never know who it was.
I'm pressing the button. Press the button.
Damn.
Out of sight, out of mind. Out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind. Could be a child. Could be, you know, a rapist. It could be anybody. But you don't know. You just press the button and someone died because you wanted a quarter of a or three quarters of $1 billion. I'm also pushing the button.
Wow. Tyler? Oh my God, yeah, I can't be the only
one. Wow,
I can't be the only one. Yes. No, you're horrible people.
You never know.
Yeah, you could kill Hitler.
Right.
But you could also kill a baby.
Or the person who comes up to cure cancer.
David, can you hear me?
Speaking of.
Quarter. You've cured cancer?
You guys don't read the news? They have a pill that literally destroyed cancer cells.
Are you fucking with us?
No. The news came out today.
I didn't see that.
Go check it out.
David, if I gave you $3 billion.
College Twitter these days?
And David, said press this button and it kills someone. Are you pressing that button?
He's 100% absolutely.
He said yes.
Yeah.
What if it was me? What if then the laser came down and shot me?
The amount of money will help dry his tears.
Dave said the odds are extremely low.
And that's it. The odds are so low of it being someone that you actually know.
Yeah. And isn't that so shitty of you that you only care when it's someone you know? Speaking of shitty and terrible things happening. World Junior Scandal 2018, the horrific sexual
this
assault.
This is on the short list of things that I wouldn't do.
Pardon me?
I wouldn't sexually assault somebody to get the money.
But you'd murder someone.
Well,
you would straight up murder someone.
Someone else
is doing the murder. I'm just pressing the button.
This is true. I'm not actually killing anything.
I'm pressing the button.
Straight up murder someone rather than like accidentally graze a boob.
Well, accidentally is not really sexual assault, is it?
Monsters. Well, accidentally, you know what I'm saying? Wow, Chris.
Is it ever really an accident?
You would commit vehicular homicide before, like, over this.
Would you be the guy driving downtown Toronto on the sidewalk?
Oh, my God. There? All right, let's drop all of this. Let's talk about this scandal.
Chris, driving Toronto? Probably.
We can't help it if you are faced with your own demons. So, five NHL players are supposedly going to be suspended this week with notable names as a result of the 2018 sexual assault scandal. Obviously, the notablest of notable names is Kale McCarr. And then
There's a bunch of them, though. If you look at the actual team, it's stacked. These guys all have played in the NHL, except for like three guys.
Well, that was my question of who, aside from McCarr and Carter Hart, is the goalie that I know. Who are notable names that could be suspended this year?
Robert Thomas and Jordan Kier are both of those Blues. Both really good players. Matheson at the Senators, also a big-name player.
Do you think it's all of those guys then?
Could be all five. I mean, one of those is probably a good chance because five guys on a team roster of, 17 players? That's a 1-3 chance getting suspended there.
And if they're notable, yes, Chris, who would be willing to do this heinous?
I have a question. Yes. What kind of suspension are we talking about here?
He didn't say strictly.
Right. So, but are we talking about like, are they going to get a 5-game suspension? Are they getting indefinitely suspended? What?
I don't know if there's language in the CBA with off the ice conduct.
This isn't off the ice conduct. I mean, this it is off the ice conduct, but
it's also before they were NHL players.
And this is my question.
Yeah.
How on earth could the NHL suspend someone for something they did before they were even in the NHL?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Like, I'm not defending any of this, obviously, but it doesn't make any sense that the NHL would suspend them for this because they...
It like, sounds like you're defending
I'm
this.
Not defending them. I'm just saying it doesn't you make sense.
There's a legal loophole. There's a legal
right.
loophole.
Right. And listen, if I'm... what the team NHL does PA? Makar play for? What team does he play for?
Colorado.
If I'm them... What?
I'm just shocked you don't know what team he plays for.
I don't care. If I'm them, you're gone. You're gone. You're off the team. Like, if he comes out, you're off the team. I don't care. I don't care.
On that scale
if you're
of,
on my team, you're not anymore. Yeah. If this comes out and this is what you did, you're off the team. That's what I'm saying if I'm the owner of the Colorado Avalanche.
Well, I'm saying he's
so saying it should be on the team.
It's not on the league to be like, "Oh, you're suspended." And then what? You're suspended for 3 weeks and then you come back and play and nothing happened? Right? Like
but then you're going to have the fucking Browns or the Dolphins like, "Hey, every criminal, we don't care. You got cut from your team, come on over here."
It's true. That's true.
Like the Avalanche will cut him and the Blues will take him.
Right, but I don't know. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. How?
What do we get into, Chris?
It doesn't make sense. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense that you can suspend someone for something that they did before they were even associated with your brand.
Yeah.
And was settled.
What's that?
And was technically settled.
And it's settled.
Well, I guess put yourself in the shoes of or the of not hockey. Hey, buddy, this is a fun conversation for a child to walk into.
He just won't listen.
Earmuffs.
Is that a crocodile on his shirt?
Anyway, it's gonna be fine.
It is a crocodile on his shirt. Yes,
it's a really cool shirt.
It is. It's his jammies.
What's he doing for the summer?
Not much. Just staying home and playing fucking video games. But we are going up to. We're going up to my dad's this weekend, so.
Yeah. 4-hour drive.
4-hour drive. He's really excited.
Ooh.
It will not be as long as the car ride? Or has he gone to Florida?
No, he hasn't done Florida yet, so no. Okay. Yeah, this will be one of the longest for sure.
4-hour, and he's genuinely excited, or you're just making that up?
No, he's excited.
I'm very
until excited. 2 hours into the trip.
You've recorded a 46.
No, he's gonna have his iPad. He'll be fine.
All right, 4 hours. Which direction?
It's by Algonquin Park.
Okay, so there's like stuff to look at.
Exactly.
Cute little towns to get off and do. Yeah, better than like a 4-hour drive on the 401.
That's right. And we're gonna do s'mores when we're up there because he's never had s'mores before. He's had s'more. You've had s'more Pop Tarts, but not actual s'mores.
You don't have to go north to get actual s'mores.
But my dad's got a fire pit, and you know.
I've had regular.
Is he on a lake?
No, but right behind him, like right behind his thing, is Crownland. So he's.
Oh, I just realized this isn't live.
Yeah. Okay. You're loud.
Oh, I know.
Oh, you know. Okay. Good.
You're loud, and we want to talk about sexual assault.
That's right. For the record, for people listening, he can't actually hear anybody. I have headphones on, so
that's okay. Dave is thinking he's currently singing instead of the "Let's Talk About Sex," except "Let's Talk About Assaults."
Perfect.
So he needs to stop that right now.
Perfect.
Is that
all
the
right,
Weird Al unreleased parody song? Hey.
Go on. I'll be down in a few minutes. Okay. Yeah. Go. Take it. Take it. Go.
Good night.
Go. Bye. Bye.
Child, we have like 10 minutes.
Yeah. There you go.
Still in the room.
Close it. Yeah, we're free.
Where were we with the rapes? Right. So you run a company, not just the Colorado Avalanche.
Yeah.
And I come to you and I said, hey, Sally entrepreneur, your new hire, getting good numbers. He was convicted of rape 5 years ago. And he got off on a technicality.
It wasn't got off. They settled. There was no getting off. They settled.
Yeah, like they. Well, this is my pretend story, Mark.
Okay.
But let's say, yeah, they were brought to trial, but the charges were dropped and they settled out of court.
I don't like this game.
It happened before. I mean, not in hockey, but with sports, with the Kobe Bryant situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, because that Kobe Bryant, man. Anyways, it's a tough call. It's like, do we deserve second chances? You know?
But they never were punished in the first place.
That's the problem,
I think,
is what I'm colored with. Right.
Like, I'm a difficult person to answer this question because I am a woman and I have experienced shit like this and right. I know hockey players and I know what they're like. And like, you would be hard pressed to find a woman who hasn't been assaulted in some way.
Right.
And it's a little bit like, yeah, of fucking course this happened and something needs to be done about it.
Is this the thing though, right? Like that's my,
if I pull myself out of it and I think you're right, any job, if I came to you with that same puzzle, it'd be a bit like, well, yeah, but I'm not the cops,
right.
And this happened forever ago, and that's where
I look at it and go, it's insanity for the NHL to be dealing with this because they literally had nothing to do with any of it.
Well, and here's a real life predicament, and I might ask you to cut this out, but maybe not. I'll try and word this in a way that does most personal information out. So a sport that I play and have played, someone I played with is really close friends with someone who did commit sexual assault. Went to jail for it. It's a permanent record, not good. It made the news, like it was genuinely a big deal. When I found that out, I will not play this sport with that person anymore.
Right. With the person that's friends or the person that.
The person that did it.
Okay.
But the person that is the friend, anytime they ask me to play, I'm like,
X going to be there? And the answer is no. Yeah.
The answer is no.
Well, I don't blame you for that.
So the NHL then as a private business can do whatever the fuck they want.
Of course.
I also feel so. And me as a private citizen can do whatever. So if there's no, for me, is this right or wrong? Because this isn't the government. This is
true.
A private business saying this is shitty for our brand and we don't like you and you don't have to work for us.
That's a very, very excellent point.
Thanks so much.
I think it changes too because the NHL and sports in general are so public.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Right. Like, if this happened at the company I work at, the employees are not public.
Right. They're not. Mm-hmm. They're not a direct. They don't have a direct impact on the brand.
I think what's Anthony Bass.
The players are the product, right? The players are the product.
Exactly. I think of Anthony Bass who got, and the guy the years ago who said, grab her by the pussy. No, that was Trump. Yep. No, I mean, was that what he said on camera?
Trump?
That's what he said.
No, it was on audio.
No, the guy that came running over, and it was during an interview, and he said, fuck her right in the pussy.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
And he lost his job. Yeah.
I mean, that guy lost his job, but wasn't he up there with the company?
Yeah, but who cares? This was his private time, his private life. He wasn't representing the company. He was off the clock. It's such a weird gray area, but he lost his job.
I mean, if it's your company.
Are you representing your company at all times?
No. But if I'm the boss
It's up to me. I don't like what you said.
I choose whether you work here or not after you do something like that.
Yeah,
so.
Welcome to capitalism. I can decide. whatever the fuck I want.
Well, I mean, we also live in Ontario, and that might not fly legally. So
I thought you were going to say we live in Ontario, so it might be the way of the world. Very
it's
soon.
Just because, like, we have some of the best like labor laws in the whole world in this province.
For now.
Yeah.
For now. Super quick, let's burn through Blue Jays stuff. Also, but while we're talking about hockey, let's send one up, pour one out for Patrice Bergeron. Really, really difficult. I kind of knew it was happening. But still, when I heard the news, it was really sad because he was the guy that I grew up watching. He just, like, is saying him retiring is really saying goodbye to, like, my hockey youth.
Yep.
Yep.
And as we've all struggled with our teams in various sports, this is the window. Like, this is like, okay, goodbye.
Yep.
The window's closed. We'll see you later. You know, like that big window of the Bruins winning the cup and they were incredible. He's that last piece that's like, goodbye.
Didn't you guys win the most games last year?
Yeah, but he was on the team.
Right.
But he missed like the first 2 months or something like that.
Right.
Too.
You're still going to be good.
I hope so. Thanks for letting me be sad. Blue Jays and the trade deadline. So we have Alec Manoah is, and Sinjin Ryu. Sinjin, I always call him Sinjin. 90 Day Fiance. Are back on the roster. How are we feeling about both of them individually, and how long are the Blue Jays going to go with the 6-man rotation?
Well, I mean, I think Manoah's looked okay since he's been back.
He had that one rough start.
Right.
Yeah, I would say okay. I would agree. Like, he's looked okay.
He's looked okay. I don't think he's cost us any games yet, so. Sure.
Just the one.
Right. But, I mean, I don't know.
We're happy. I mean, we're all happy.
The other day.
Yeah.
Are they going to go with the 6-man rotation until the end of the year then?
No.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So who's getting the shot?
It's whoever gets injured.
That's the real question.
An injury.
They're just going to wait until someone breaks. That's what I said too. Me and Dave and his uncle and his cousin were yelling about this at a wedding we went to on the weekend. And it's like, well, who are you putting in the bullpen? And it's like, they're just going to wait for someone to get hurt.
Yeah.
And Blue Jays trade deadline moves.
I mean, there's not much you can do when you have a lot of teams that are still technically in the race, right?
Didn't it feel kind of uneventful?
Yeah, for everyone.
Except the Astros.
Yeah. Well, it's because they got their pitcher back, but have to give them two prospects.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, the Astros. Fuck you guys for being... And God damn it with the Mets, I can't imagine being a fan of that franchise right now.
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
Man.
Just have the paper bag.
I need all that money.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. All that money and just...
And did they keep 54 million of the
Scherzer's money?
Yeah. 54.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. And it just goes back to Houston for what they were trying to sign him for anyways.
Yeah. Houston's the big winner in this whole thing there.
What a terrible thing to say.
It's not wrong.
Dave thought this is a very quiet NFL offseason.
It feels that way. There's a lot of guys that are still available.
Okay. The only big story is the lack of running backs being signed. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because no one needs a running back anymore.
Well, you don't win with a running back.
And Dak being in midseason form already, so that's good.
Yeah. Nice pass. But that 5'5" player they have on training camp.
It's insane.
That's adorable. Right? Okay, let's talk about that.
No way he's making the team, right?
Let's wrap up the show with non-sports stuff. So click off if you don't want to listen to sports anymore. We're going to start with the sun bear in the Chinese zoo.
It's a dude in a suit, right? Like,
it's a human, right?
Sun bear.
Have you seen the guy in the dog suit?
Yeah, it's the exact same thing as the guy in the dog suit.
Same thing, right? Gotta be.
I have seen a sun bear. And I've seen a sun bear in person, and that's a human in a costume. I'm not saying it's a human all the time, because it's clips of the bear, like, licking stuff. But, like, that picture of it standing up and waving is a fucking human. Mark, you think it's a sun bear?
I think it's a legit sun bear.
The whole time.
The whole time.
You're crazy. Chris, your Game of Thrones rewatch.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about it?
I'm so happy watching, spoiler, watching Ollie die last night. So happy.
Because you are very against children, which is what we've learned from this whole podcast.
I've learned that tonight. I always thought it was weird that Littlefinger gave Sansa to the Boltons. I always thought it was weird, and then I had like an epiphany about it this time, and it felt like because she lied about the whole Lysa thing, I think he thought she was ready to really play the game, and that's why he did it.
Hmm.
And she wasn't, obviously. Because she got fucking essayed.
That's okay, because she said at the end of the series that she needed that to happen.
That's not a good way to put it.
I like that theory, though. Trudeau is splitting with Mrs. Trudeau. It's scandaloso or just two people? Kind of meh.
I mean, I get... You would assume it's just two people that are meh. I don't think there's... I haven't heard anything about a scandal.
Aside from the two blackface scandals?
Well, I meant a scandal just want where...
A friendly reminder that we have an elected official who governs one of the top nations in the world.
Yeah, was G7.
Two blackface scandals.
And then was asked, is there any more? And he said, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm high and drunk, guys.
Listen, college was crazy. Have you guys ever been to teacher's college? Because it's nuts.
It is wacko. My grandpa did put my brother, I put a bit of shoe polish on his face when my grandpa had a Saudi Arabia costume. It was very racist. And we talked about it. And my brother and I were like, well, at least they never put us like... They put anything on our skin, and my mom went,
Hang on.
Huh? Oh. And welcome to America.
So good.
Former President Donald Trump has 3 indictments now.
The hat trick.
3.
They call that the hat trick.
There is a 4th coming.
Absolutely.
Can we predict, because we love predictions, is he going to be the nominee of the grand old party?
Yes, he is.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah.
I think the indictments are actually helping.
I saw a thing today and it was polling numbers and it was like he's ahead by double digits on everybody.
Not even double digits. He's up by 30 points.
Yeah, it's DeSantis. And even in demographics where he shouldn't be ahead, he's ahead.
That country needs to burn in hell.
I mean, he just needs to go to jail there is a legal thing.
No, let him fucking win now at this, because if he goes to jail, there's still almost half of the population that was willing to vote for him.
Can he still run if he's in jail?
I haven't read the Constitution or the rules of.
Yeah, because there's got to be like a.
There's still half the population that was like, yeah, fuck it, this guy. Yeah.
Because Republicans have voted for dead people and people in jail.
True. So let the Republicans nominate him, let the country nominate him, and then just fucking burn in hell and meltdown. Can we end, though, with. So there were 6 unnamed co-conspirators. Most recent indictment, and one of them is almost certainly Rudy Giuliani. He is being for sexual harassment this year by his former staffer, Noel Dunphy. Mm-hmm. Things have been released transcripts, so not mm-hmm. just hearsay, like literal recordings of Giuliani's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Just need to close an ad. He has said Jewish men have small cocks because they can't use them until they get. Whereas science. Italians use them all of the time, so they get.
That's science for you folks.
Is it? Is it true, scientifically
true
proven?
True facts. He then continued Jewish people want to go that through that freaking Passover all the time, and how they should get over Passover because it was 3,000 years ago.
Yeah, okay, like, the Red Sea parted,
big
guys.
Deal. Not the first time that happened.
Jesus Christ.
Matt Damon is a gay slur. Matt Damon is 5'2", eyes blue, coochie coochie coo.
Wait,
that's from a song.
Is it a song?
Yeah. A 1920 song, apparently, in the article.
The other part of the transcript that was released, just hashtag asterisk, whatever, this is horrifying and awful, and no woman should ever experience it. But as a woman, I do enjoy how just so fucking stupid it is.
It's very
so
cringy.
Giuliani,
get ready to cringe if you're, yeah.
To his assistant, come here, big tits. Come here, big tits.
This is good, Mark.
Your tits belong to me. Give them to me. I want to claim my tits. I want to claim my tits. I want to claim my tits. These are my tits.
Yep.
Wow. Now, do we know if he played this instead? Because he might have saggy tits as well himself.
Right. He could have been.
He was saying to his own boobs, come yeah. here, yeah. come here. Come here, big tits. There's more and it gets less fun. But come here, big tits.
And a shirt.
A little bit hysterical. Friends, I've missed all of you. Did we miss anything that you were all like, my God, we have to talk about this?
It was a lot of sports. I mean, it was a whole month, right? There was a home run derby, the Vladdy one.
That's true. That was exciting.
I don't think there's been anything crazy. Yeah, nothing crazy.
Do you want me to
move
you or not?
We also have to go through our chats. That's easy.
The Blue Jays beat the Orioles tonight.
Hey!
Whoa!
Imagine what did Messi score a goal yet?
Oh, that's a good question. It's 1-1. I can tell you that.
Crazy.
He did. Messi scored 7 minutes in.
Messi scored the goal, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course he did. Fucking stuff.
Mark's telling. Mark Bunn is telling us right now.
This one.
Gabe is on with Dave, so he's excited, don't you? Na, 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 na.
That's a hat trick.
Well, friends.
Who's going to win the Women's World Cup? Go.
England.
Jamaica.
USA.
Fair assessment. I'm going England as well. I think they're going to do it.
Well, the men haven't done it in so long, I guess.
Yeah, let the women bring it.
Women will have to do it.
Yeah.
The women just won the Euros, so.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, okay. Get it done.
That would be incredible. You're right. I'm going to switch to England because if the men can't win it, here you fucking go. The ladies will bring
it. Yeah, I'm
back
just
home.
Being boring and saying the U.S. So,
I mean, they are the two-time defending champions. So
the U.S. was a post away from being knocked out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Portugal hit the post.
Ooh.
Also, Dave is the boring one with his Leonardo to pick. And with that, we're full circle. Scotch Sporting on all of the social medias, and we will try not to take a month off next time. But thanks for listening.
You've been listening to a Rebel Press podcast. Visit rebelpress.com for more podcasts.